thank you once again to a great trio of musicians, Jeffrey King, Alexander Lee, and Eleanor Lee, Joan Salkowitz, and Antoinette Tuma of the Pittsburgh Concert Society. Live music on the Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, a state agency, through its regional arts funding partnership, Pennsylvania Partners in the Arts. State government funding for the arts depends upon an annual appropriation by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and support from the National Endowment for the Arts, a federal agency. Pennsylvania Partners in the Arts is administered in this region by Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council. You heard Steve Gillette and Cindy Mangson just a moment ago, recorded live in our studios with a great song written by Lou and Peter Berryman called Odd Man Out. They were here in October. The Deedle Deedle Dees from Brookland are going to be performing in our next hour. Right now, it's a real pleasure. Cindy Harris is here along with an exchange student, and it's his name is Marcus. He's from Germany, and we're going to talk a little bit about his life here in the United States. Marcus Linder is his name. But first, Cindy, tell us a little bit about you've been involved with this program, although you are not the host family for Marcus. Tell us a little bit about the program that makes this all possible.
No, I'm not the host family this year, but I have hosted a number of exchange students. I think I've had three. And as it happened, two of them were from Germany, another one was from Denmark, and they've all been great. It's a wonderful experience to bring a student into your home for an entire year, and they live there. They become part of your family. You know, our kids, I mean, my exchange daughters, you know, we're still in touch with them, and they're still kind of part of our lives. So Aspect Foundation is one of the organizations that brings students to the United States, and also brings students from the United States over to Europe and other places in the world, although that seems to be, unfortunately, less common. American kids don't go abroad for an entire year the way that European kids do. It's a really, really interesting thing. It's fairly common, and Marcus will tell you about this, for kids in Europe to take a year off from high school and, you know, go someplace else for an entire year.
And then come back and finish high school.
Well,
as I think back, I was involved with American Field Service in high school, and I know full well that we hosted more exchange students than those we sent. And I still, I missed it, but Roberto from Brazil, I recently had a milestone reunion for my high school graduating class, and he actually came from Brazil.
Isn't that great?
To be part of the reunion. I didn't go. I couldn't make it, but I would have loved to have seen him after all those years.
It really is a very amazing experience for the kids who come and do that. I'm actually in awe of the parents who are willing to send their kids for a year, and also the families that welcome these kids into their homes. They are some of the most amazing families I've met. They really are terrific, and I think the kids often form a very strong bond, not only with their foster brother, with their host brothers or host sisters, but also with their host parents. So.
Well, Marcus, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Good morning, Larry, and morning, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. What city is your home in Germany?
I come from Leipzig. That's in the state Saxony, in the east of Germany. And it's like kind of next to Berlin.
Ah, okay. And would it have been part of East Germany prior to the reunification in the eastern part of Germany?
Yeah, okay. That's right.
I'm not sure I've met anybody from East Germany before, so it's nice to meet you. I haven't been to Germany, only to sit in the airport for a while in Frankfurt. Is this your first time to the United States?
Yeah, absolutely. That's like my first time in America, and I really enjoy it.
How old are you?
I'm 16 now.
And you're at Moon Township?
Yeah.
What made you want to get involved in a program like this?
It's a unique opportunity to get like a new experience and like get to know a new culture. And I really thought that I could learn a lot from it and improve my language. And yeah, it was an awesome decision.
Did you have much English before you left?
We in Germany, we started English in third grade. And so I had it like every year in school. And I like when you travel a little bit around in Europe, like Spain or you go to Scotland, I did that. You can like use your English a little bit to like understand the people there. It's really nice.
What's you must remember landing at the airport and that very first day in Pittsburgh. Can you recall what that was like?
It was crazy because I was the first 3 days in New York with some of my organization with other exchange students. It was like an orientation. And so my flight from New York to Pittsburgh, I did by myself. And actually, when I was sitting at the airport and I was waiting for my flight to Pittsburgh, I was like writing into my computer. I have a little diary about my whole exchange experience. And it's really a weird feeling because, you know, like something is going to happen, but you can't detect what it's going to be. And when I came to the Pittsburgh airport, when I arrived and I was like walking through the halls, like I knew that I will see my host family in like in the next second, next minute. It was really an interesting feeling. And when you like hang out with these people like the first time in your life and you don't really know them, you know, it was really nice because they made it easy for me. Yeah, they helped me a lot and they welcomed me. That was really awesome. And I met my host brother, and I have more host brothers. I have three. I met them. We played frisbee in the backyard and soccer and stuff to get to know each other. And it was really nice. I'd like to remember that.
You know, you can say who they are.
Oh yeah, by all means.
I'm staying with the Stuckey family, and my host brother Sam, he is living right now with me, and we go to school together. And the other two brothers, Ben and Abe, they're going to college right now, so they're out of the house, but I think they're enjoying their time too, probably.
What's surprised you about the United States? And you know, I hope you feel comfortable just being completely honest. Has anything really just struck you?
I'm not sure. It's definitely in a little bit a way different to Germany. I think in Germany, like young people are. I was a lot of independent, and I was like I had my motorcycle license. I was like on the run often and hanged out with my brother and stuff. And here, the kids are like a little bit more dependent on family, and because they need a ride somewhere and stuff. And that was kind of different. And also the school experience by itself is very different, because here you have all these school activities and this big social community. And you have like sports after school and religious activities, and you have music. And in Germany, we don't have that. It's like has nothing to do with school. It's like a after day project that you do by yourself, and like you have to find your own club somewhere in the city to like play a sport or something.
That's very interesting. So would you be in gymnasium now? Okay. So gymnasium would be completely academic or school subjects, and then for clubs or things, it would just be a community-based
That's absolutely right.
Part of the city. That's very interesting. Probably where you're living, too, in Moon Township, very open, and you can't really walk to too many interesting places or take take a train, but you can't take a train, but you can't really easily independently move around. And are there many areas in Germany like that where people are living, or is it mostly nice and interconnected?
Yeah, that was one of the huge differences. In my hometown Leipzig, we have like the main point of the city is kind of like located in the middle, and you have a lot of public services like trains and buses that like can carry you everywhere. So, and you don't have to walk a lot to like meet as a certain places like a grocery store and stuff. And so yeah, that was interesting for me to experience when I came here, that it wasn't that easy. And like I went out with people and like to get a ride and with the family and stuff. Because like by my own, it wouldn't be that easy.
That has to be a huge adjustment to make. I can't imagine. I mean, I think even more than language and culture and school, just to find yourself immobile for unable to move around. That has to be really different. I never would have thought of that.
It was hard at the beginning, yeah. I would say so. You get too used to it after a while. It's just the way it works here, yeah. And it's also an interesting experience because you really learn to appreciate it, the freedom that you had before and like this independence. So yeah. I think it was a good experience.
What are some new things that you've done coming over that you hadn't done in Germany?
I played a lot of music here. I did some in Germany too, but here I'm playing with some friends in school in a band, and we did a big talent show in my school. That was a lot of fun in front of the school. It was a great evening. And I also try to participate in sports. I'm going to do the volleyball team for the spring now. And so like the whole school spirit, like when you have pep rallies and all that stuff, yeah. It's an awesome experience. Like that would never happen in Germany. We don't have that kind of things because we don't have sports teams in school. But yeah, that was like all like experiences that I really appreciated.
When you tell your classmates about schools not having sports or not having clubs, they must be amazed to learn about that.
Yeah, like a lot of kids in school ask me, like how to compare it like you do. It's just like I know we also have like bigger breaks between periods. Like here you have 4 minutes and we in Germany you have like 10 minutes or 20 minutes for a lunch break and stuff. And so in Germany you have like more subjects that you have like to learn because we have like 15 subjects at once. You have like every science and 3 languages and all that stuff. So it's more intense, but they also give you more time to accomplish things. And actually, I think school here is a little bit harder because the opportunity to be busy is much bigger here. So like when you participate in sports and you have like these short periods and stuff, you actually have to spend more time with school like to accomplish the things you want to accomplish, to like get a good grade and stuff, instead of Germany. Because in Germany, you just have just a lot of free time to do your homework and stuff, and then you just go out. Somewhere.
Are you finding... Well, what math class are you taking now?
Here, I take Algebra 2 Honors.
And are you finding it... Are you learning things that you didn't know already?
It was quite nice at the beginning that I had some knowledge before. Like, we went over stuff that I learned before. But also right now, like, at the mostly of the end of the school year, there's a lot of new things that I can definitely use when I come back. They're just, like, new... things, math stuff.
And are you finding is it presenting enough of a challenge or holding your interest as you take the class? I mean, are you getting A's?
I think I take a lot of classes here, for example, that I didn't take in Germany because we don't have them, like a foods and nutrition class, for example. Mm-hmm. And I also thought about going maybe to choir. But
oh,
I didn't
nice.
At the end. But like you have like band opportunity, and people told me when I came here that it's good to have like some classes there, like honors classes, because it maybe could get like a little bit boring when you take just a regular class. And so I have English honors and math honors, and they're like challenging me, especially English honors, just because it's not my foreign language. But I have a good B in there, so I hope I'm surviving until the end of the year. But yeah, that's definitely a lot of fun, and there's like a great opportunity to learn new stuff.
Tell me, and by the way, if you're just tuning in, this is Marcus Lindner, who is here from Leipzig, in Germany. Cindy Harris is here as well, both representing Aspect Foundation. And I'm curious about... like you're 16, about relationships, boys and girls, and we won't get too detailed or too personal, but are you finding the social scene different in I think Moon Township is pretty typical of the U.S. Are you finding it different here as it is in Germany in terms of things like dating and parties and going places and things?
I would say, yeah, it's a little bit different. You're like the type of people, like type of girls, type of boys, is pretty much the same, like style and how they interact and stuff. But for example, like I told you with the breaks in school, you have here in school less time to socialize, like during school, because you have like these short breaks and you maybe see each other in the hallway for a minute and then you split up to go to your classes. I think a lot of social activities or like social connections are based here on after school activities, because like you spend every day or a lot of your time together. And I met some nice people here, nice guys, nice girls. And yeah, I would say with parties, you say, we had some parties in Germany, that's right. And here it's more, I think, with the has something to do with the independence, you know. Here you're more, I don't know, you interact a little bit different because you have like, you're busy and you have social activities and stuff and you don't have that many parties. But I was at a party at a friend's house here, I think it was a birthday. And that was a really nice time, yeah. And it's also sweet to see like other people from school that you didn't expect there, and you just like you get to know a lot of people at parties, like here, especially when you're new, because they're like know that you're kind of foreign, and so they want to talk to you, and it's really nice to socialize. And I think the American people, American kids, they are very open, you know, to new things, and they want to talk to you, and it's nice and easy, like to get to know the country and like the whole situation, that it's like becoming easy for you and you really get used to it. That's really nice.
That's good to hear. If you're just joining us, this is Marcus Lindner. The Deedle Deedle Dees will be performing in a little bit. We're getting them set up. We're going to keep talking for a little bit more. It's time for me to take a deep breath and say you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, 91.7 WNJR Washington, Channel 21 on Comcast Cable in Pittsburgh, and Channel 47 on Verizon Cable in Greater Pittsburgh via PCTV, and live and on demand at slbradio.org. High today and tomorrow around 45 degrees, and the current temperatures all about 28 to 30 degrees throughout the area. Thanks for being with us. What have you seen in our area in terms of nature or architecture or even stores, or I'm just curious what's been really pretty cool for you to see that you have not seen in Europe or anywhere else you've traveled?
A very interesting experience was my first time in a grocery store, because I would say it's like three times the size of a German grocery store, and you have like everything at one place in every kind of size, and it was really impressive to get used to. Like, I don't know, you have like big bottles of Coca-Cola and we have like maybe a quarter of the size in Germany as a regular size and stuff. So that was a really interesting experience and a lot to like to get to know. Like when I saw the mall here the first time, I was really impressed and I was like walking around like crazy and looked at all these different stuff, because a mall is not common in Germany. You don't have really malls. You have like maybe, I don't know, 5-6 spread over the country, like as a special thing. But here it's like really common, and so that impressed me a lot. And you also have a great opportunity of different eating places and meeting places, like coffee shops and cinemas and all that stuff. That is like, I think you have a bigger variety here. That's something that is really awesome in America, that you have the chance to choose from everything and you can like find your own favorites and stuff. That's really nice.
Oh, that's good to hear. Now, you, I hope, have had a chance to go either to the downtown area of Pittsburgh or maybe to Oakland or the South Side and areas where it's a little bit more like a village, where you have lots of different small stores and small shops. But out in what we call the suburbs where you live, out in as you get away from the city, it's pretty much malls and those big, big grocery stores, which I find a little intimidating. I find them hard, you know, to deal with sometimes.
Yeah. You mentioned the South Side. South Side, I was there once or twice, I think.
Twice now.
And yeah, this is like one of my favorite places here in the Pittsburgh area. I was so impressed there, like, as you say, by the unique shops, and people have an interesting style, and like everything, there's a lot of freedom there. I feel it kind of, and like the architecture, like it's a little bit more older and stuff, is beautiful. I really enjoyed my time at the South Side.
That's nice. Have you thought about, so you're 16 now in gymnasium, when you get back, how many more years? Is it two?
Sadly, I have to go three.
Three?
Because I have to repeat 10th grade for my exchange year, because it doesn't count. My grades are like not, they don't care. And so it's just, my state says you repeat 10th grade and then you go 11th, 12th and then you're done. So, but it's not too bad. So I like just spend a little bit more time with my friends and stuff. So,
well, I think that's in some ways, you have a very good attitude about that, because you'll probably get more out of the experience than imaginable. Have you thought about what you'd like to do after you graduate?
I have some ideas, but I'm not sure yet. When I was younger, I wanted to become a pilot and just fly around the world. I would definitely want to travel in some way, but I also really enjoy playing music right now, and I'm not sure where I'm going to be like in 10 years, but I really enjoy to play music with friends in a band and stuff. Maybe I can do that. I'm not sure. It's going to depend on a chance. We'll see. But that would be awesome. Yeah.
Very good. We've had so many messages, and I'm looking a few. I want to make sure that nobody has been looking for me to ask a question of you. So forgive me. I see a lot of messages coming in, and yes, we're all caught up. I wanted to be sure we were caught up in terms of that. It's really been great to have you here. Is there anything else you want to say or express?
It's a pleasure to be here, and I can really say that when you guys think about going to a different country, get a different experience, it's definitely worth it. Like, it doesn't matter if you have to repeat a school year or something. It's an awesome experience, and it's definitely unique in a way.
And I'd also say, you know, if there are people listening out there who are thinking that they've got kids in high school and maybe it would be a great thing to host an exchange student, they're welcome to contact me. You can check the Aspect Foundation site. It's aspectfoundation.org, I think, or you can just Google Aspect Foundation. There's tons of students from literally all over the world. I know there's kids up there from Germany, Norway, Sweden, France, Denmark, several countries in South America. I know there's a bunch from Colombia and Brazil, and I've forgotten where else. But take a look out there, and their profiles are up, so you can kind of look and see what they're interested in and what kind of experience they're looking for. And if your family fits that, you know, you can contact Aspect or you can call me.
Well, and also, what's the best, it's Aspect's website? Do you know anything?
Yeah, they can go to Aspect's website, aspectfoundation.org. And they can also contact me directly. I'm at 412-337-1777. Happy to hear from anyone.
That is Cindy Harris and Marcus Lindner. Before that, thank you so much for being here with us. And I hope you have a good stay. You're welcome to come anytime you want.
Thank you very much.
To see things. It's 8 minutes now after 11 o'clock. And the Deedle Deedle Dees will be joining us shortly.